Now, there's structure singular analysis for the stability analysis for the structural case can be extended to a more general problem where delta could be a structure nonlinear time varying operators. In that case, we have to restrict the scaling matrix D. We have to, in this case, because the only thing we need is we need that the scaling matrix preserve the norm condition. And in this case, the constant scaling satisfy the norm norm-preserving condition, so we can allow D to be constant, not frequency-dependent, okay? They cannot be transfer functions. They can be only constant. In this case, we get a sufficient stability condition, that is the D inverse GD in H infinite norm must be less than or equal to 1, where D is are all constant scalings. Now, in a more general case, if we know a little more about the structure of the perturbation, a nonlinear perturbation, we could use some more general type of scaling matrices, but that has to be dealt with for each specific problem. And we're not going to go into too detail here.